Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with veterinarian Dr. Mike Apley talking antibiotics in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
It's a human health issue that has caught animal agriculture in its wake: bacterial resistance to antibiotic treatments. In recent years, it's prompted interest in antibiotic use in livestock production as a potential contributor to the problem. And in fact, that was part of the reason that we ended up with the veterinary feed directive that went into effect the first of this year, which now governs the use of antibiotics in livestock feed. Veterinarian Dr. Mike Apley is one of the nation's foremost authorities on antibiotics. He's on staff up at Kansas State University and has been collaborating with peers in livestock and human health circles nationwide in addressing this challenge.
The question is about stewardship versus judicious use. Judicious use is when I use an antibiotic, either your physician does or I as a veterinarian use an antibiotic. We've made that decision to use it, and now we're going to use it appropriately. We've assured that you actually have an infection, or I have an animal with an infection, or a herd that has the disease challenge, and then I'm going to use it at a dose that's effective. I'm going to use it for just as long as I need to, and I'm only going to expose the people or the animals that absolutely have to have it. That's judicious use.
And how does antibiotic stewardship differ?
Stewardship brings into part of me doing everything I possibly can to avoid the need to use the antibiotic. On ag, we're being asked about the nature of the production systems that have evolved to very, very efficiently produce food at a very low cost in a very economically successful country where across the population a very small percent of our income is used to buy food.
Now, in working closely with fellow scientists over the last few years, Dr. Apley has arrived at this viewpoint on the use of antibiotics moving forward. He is adamant that the availability of antibiotics for livestock as well as human treatment must be preserved.
Here's what I've come down to. It's equally unreasonable to assume that the vast majority of antibiotic resistance in humans is due in any way to antibiotic use in animals. It's also equally unreasonable to assume that antibiotic use in animals has no relationship to antibiotic resistance in people. The answer's in there in the middle somewhere. So what it comes down to, while some portion of the population is busy fighting about attribution, what it comes down to is, hey, antibiotics are incredibly valuable in human and veterinary medicine. So we better be paying attention to stewardship.
Dr. Mike Apley, who's hopeful that stewardship will allow livestock producers to keep on using antibiotics in the future. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog. www.americancattleservices.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.